Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Jesus gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come, Father God, in humble submission on this morning. Father God, we come, Father God, with an attitude of gratitude, Father God, hallelujah. Blessing you, thanking you, praising you, Father God, hallelujah, for your love, for your grace, for your mercies. Thanking you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered during the midnight hours. Father God, commanding us to rise and to shine and to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor this day, Father God, and every day. And so, Father God, we bless you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this morning, new mercies we see. We thank you for it. We appreciate it. Now we give the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father, the body of Christ, those in the kingdom, those on the way in the kingdom, those who left the kingdom. Father God, pray that they'll turn around and come back while there's still time for them to do so. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the endurance, the longevity, the fruitfulness, the blessings upon this ministry, every ministry partner and their family. We say thank you for the word of God coming forth on today. Your word will never return into you void, but will always accomplish everything that you have commanded it to do. We bless you, we thank you, we praise you. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, morning. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. With Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we are celebrating him in the beginning of this brand new day, a day that the Lord God, he has made, TGIF. Today, God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, with Jesus Christ is Lord. We want to welcome all of you, especially our first timers. If this is your first time with us, please do not let it be your last time with us. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. It is a breakfast for champions. It's a spiritual breakfast, because why? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And because there's no time and distance in the spirit, You can have a seat right there in the spirit. Glory be to God. We're seating over here, and we're all seating in the same place. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost is serving today. Hallelujah. He is the server. Amen. So we just want to bless him. Amen. We pray that everybody, amen, is excited today. Why? Because it's a day the Lord has made. It's God did this thing. Glory be to God. Three people die every 2 seconds. So stop right now and count to two. One, two. Three people just died. And it wasn't you. and you wasn't included in the two. And you're going to tell me you ain't got nothing to praise God for? See? But not only do we praise God for life, beloved, amen, hallelujah, praise God that we're already entered into eternal life. Not when we take our last breath. We already, we did all the dying we're going to do, amen, glory to God. We mortify our flesh, amen, give our life to Christ, mortify our flesh. That's all the dying we're going to do. My God, all right. I'm not the preacher this morning, but I'm happy. I'm telling you the truth. But too, when we think, ain't that some good news? That's some good news. Hey, my God, and we thank God for some good news, beloved, because I'm telling you, we turn on the news, amen, turn, and I watch the news. I'm not going to tell you I don't watch the news. Yes, I watch the news. I don't watch it every day, but I need to watch the news because something could be happening in my own backyard, and I need to know. Amen. I watch the world news. Amen. Because I have to be relevant. Be relevant in my teaching, in my preaching. Amen. So, yeah, I watch the news. But we got to admit, beloved, 99% of that is bad news. Okay. World news with David Muir. Amen. He always takes the last minute and gives some good, positive stuff. I like that about his program on ABC World News. He takes that last minute and shares some good news, what's happening around our world. But other than that, beloved, all the news we get is bad news. We want to thank God that we got some good news. And blessed are the feet of those who carry the good news, that precious cargo. Amen and amen. All right, this morning, amen, we're still going down the men of the Bible. And Pastor, get a break today. Pastor, get a break today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I like to be fed too. Amen. The word is the word is the word is the word. Amen. Hallelujah. You might not like the person it's coming from. It don't make no difference. Amen. Go deeper than that. Then you can't beat up the mailman because he brought you some bad news about some bad mail. See? So the person bringing the word, amen, is not the person bringing the word. You got to go deeper than that. It's not their word. It's God's word. Amen. He's the source. He's the originator. So if you got a beef, you got to take it up with him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I can't say, Mr. Mailman, come back here because I don't agree with this letter from IRS. No, he's going to say, you got a beef, take it to IRS. Well, if you got a beef, amen, you can't take it up, amen, with the man or the woman of God. You got to take that up with the source, the author. Hey, my God, amen. Coming to us this morning all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let me see, what did we do this week? I don't know. Let's see, yesterday we talked about Haggai. Amen. Sister Kathy did Zechariah. I don't know. I did somebody and somebody. I got to look at my notes, but today we're going to talk about Peter. We're going to talk about Peter. You know, we might have to do about two or three on Peter. Because, you know, Peter was Peter. Amen. So we might not be able to cover this all in one day, but we're going to do what we can do. Amen. And we may have to cut a lot of these men. We might have to double up on. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And come back. Amen. And keep talking to the Lord. Tell us to say something else. Amen. Coming to us all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we want to thank God for this woman of God sold out. Amen. To the Lord's kingdom. Amen. In love with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Committed to the cause. Amen. How made Jesus her all and her all and her all. Jesus is first. Jesus is second. Jesus is third. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. Tenacity. Amen. Well trained in the gospel. She knows the words. Amen. Well educated in the Bible too. I listened to a talk. I said, this girl here knows something. This girl here knows something. Amen. We want to thank God for how the Spirit of God uses her, too. Amen. Glory be to God, the minister. Amen. To his people. So without further ado, amen, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace, and receive her this morning for her abilities. In Jesus' name, amen. Evangelist Jackson, are you there?
Amen. God bless you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, and God bless you, too. Thank you for being here. Thank you for serving, and the floor is yours.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I'd like to give God some praise. Thank him for waking me up this morning. I might have had about, 2 hours, amen. 2 hours, went to sleep about 3, and got back up at 5. But it's all right, because when you'll be excited about what you're ready to bring, and it's so much to bring about Peter. Oh, my, hallelujah. And I just want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Thank God for the invitation, Apostle, hallelujah, Bradford and the Life for Kingdom Ministry, all the bishops, all the co-laborers, all those that pray for me, you, and all of us all around the globe, hallelujah, that I hope that you get an insight on Peter. Inside about our life, that we continue to go higher in the Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. I just thank you. Hallelujah. You're so good. You're so kind. Hallelujah. I just love God. I love Jesus. I just love him because he is first in my life. What you hear, that's what you see. Hallelujah. Thank God for the introduction. Amen. Because it is true. Hallelujah. So let's get busy about Peter. Hallelujah. Oh, my. So really what I want to say, Peter, the pitiful, P-I-V-O-L-A-T. Hallelujah. The pitiful moments of Peter. Amen. Devil, get off of me in the name of Jesus. Pitiful moment of Peter. Amen. The pitiful moments of Peter. You're like, what is that? The pitiful moments of Peter. Hallelujah. Let's do an introduction. You can say St. Peter, also known as Peter the Apostle, Peter the Rock, Simon Peter. Simon of Cyphus was the 12 apostle of Jesus Christ and one of the first leaders of the early church. He was a first bishop of Rome. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter, the pivotal moments, he was following the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He took the physical care and he was assuring him that he was forgiven. Christ forgave him. Hallelujah. He was at the Pentecost. Hallelujah. The holiness spirit filled the apostle, Peter. He was so overcome that he began to preach to the crowds at Acts 2 and 41, till the 3,000 people was converted by Peter. Hallelujah. When I think about Peter, I think about our life, my life, your life. Hallelujah. Peter. He was uneducated. Peter was a fisherman. Peter was called to apostle. We'll see that in first, he was a spokesperson. He was one of Jesus' inner circle. Peter, James, and John. Peter was in felony state. God used him. Oh, my. Lord, have mercy. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. The pivotal moments of Peter in Matthew 16:18, and it say also unto him that, hallelujah, Peter, upon this rock I will build the church. We always hear that, and the gate of hell should not prevail against it. And Matthew 16:19, and I will give unto thee the key kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What is the pitiful moment for me was, even when you can see that he gave Peter the key to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. You know, we learn about Peter, you know, because we can say, therefore, in Peter, therefore, since Christ has suffered in his body, yourself also will be suffered. Really be learning in with Peter's situation with the pitiful moment. It's just like his moment, his life, his situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Instead of saying the highs and lows, you can say the pitiful moments of Peter. And it lets you know here, when we think about Peter, I can put it in three categorizations. And it really can be physical suffering. Hallelujah. Physical. You know, even as us, we can be like Peter. Physical suffering. Physical in pain. Physical in going through. Physical with power of mind of things that's going on in your body. But the fact of it, or even for suffering. Then you can think about, because he was one that suffered in his body, then it was spiritual suffering. Spiritual suffering of what the world, spiritual suffering. God's how we say it, the devil, and spiritual suffering can be yourself. Sleeping with the enemy, and the enemy is you. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. Then there's a mental suffering. Anguish. Angry. Suffering. Referring to discomfort, dysfunction, distress of the mind, usually the kind that results from a physical pain or injury. These are the characteristics of things that what Peter went through. Hallelujah. My. Thank you, Lord. Spiritual suffering can come from the world. In 1 John 2:15-17, the devil in the mind of discomfort of his believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The pivotal moment is then he was persecuted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter, he read it to the persecution of the Gentile Christian. Hallelujah. 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 That they are chosen by God and have a future in Jesus Christ. Hope. Hope. Even through Peter, ups and downs, the pitiful moments that he had, Peter was blessed. Hallelujah. A man in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Then he helped a man that stand up. Hallelujah. These was miracles that Peter did. Peter blessed the man in the name of Jesus Christ, and he healed him, and he helped him to stand up. Hallelujah. And then he was then the man was able to stand up. My. Lord, thank you, Lord. Peter was put next outside of the direction of Jesus to bring and the masses catching of the fish. We learned that chapter in Luke 5:1-11 about being a fisherman. Peter was a fisherman. Hallelujah. He was uneducated. He had trials of tribulation. Hallelujah. But still, God still used us. When I think about Peter, I think about our life, how my life. You can say he was uneducated. They say it wasn't going to amount to nothing. But the fact of the matter, a spokesperson, he spread the gospel. He preached the gospel in the name of Jesus. Yeah, he did suffer. They say he denied Jesus 3 times. How many times did we deny Jesus? Hallelujah. And he forgave him. Hallelujah. Peter was the one who said, Lord, who shall we go? You should have the words of the offering. We have to believe and to know that you are Christ. He was the one that was able to say Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of God. It was Peter that said that. Peter was a disciple. Peter was an apostle. Peter. Hallelujah. 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 Then when we say that his pivotal moment of Peter, when he followed the Christ of love, Christ, the inner circle with Christ, he was rebuked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through all Christ forgave him. Peter, story, pitiful moment, a reminder of our life, genuine. People can all over the world could read this story. It can go to the baby in the Lord or the ones that are seasoned, the mothers of Zion, all those apostles, all the bishops, all the servants. Hallelujah. We all had a pitiful moment. Hallelujah. It reminded us that Christ Jesus can use anyone, and there still is hope. Hallelujah. And there are, for me, and for the answer is Christ. The answer is Christ. Our hope is in Christ. And let you know that even the story of Peter, hallelujah, you know, we can go on down with that. He walked on water. He was doubting. He sick. He had faith. He was intelligent. He was uneducated. But the fact of the matter is, God still used. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 He was an apostle, one that was sent. Yeah, he was rebuked. He was denied. He denied Jesus three times. But the fact of the matter is, he was willing to forgive. He was willing, God Christ was willing to love him. And really, you're learning that when you read in, when you read in first and second chapter, third chapter, all he was telling those, Simon Peter, a servant of apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that attain like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Receive grace, unmerited favor, the peace, be shalom, be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus, the Lord. But really, I'm learning through this. He was saying that, he was saying that we are peculiar people. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We are here. Hallelujah. 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 We are peculiar. That he was saying. You know, even when you look at this first and second, third, first Peter, second Peter, hallelujah. And it ain't all the many chapters in Peter. First, then it got second, third chapter. But the fact of the matter is, he was saying that he was telling them to grow in Christ. When I learned about this story in second Peter, hallelujah, hallelujah, that he was telling them to grow in Christ. Grow, grow, grow. When we learn about the pitiful told moments of Peter, the highs and lows of Peter, we learn we must continue to grow. Hallelujah. We know about the boat. We know how he denied Jesus. We know how he was rebuked. We know all these things, but it does, like you say, when you ask me to elaborate, let's take this word about Peter, not the negative thing, but the positive things that he did for Christ. He was a messenger. He preached the gospel. He helped those in all of these chapters. He was helping those that to let them know they need to grow in Christ according to the divine power has given to all things that pertaining to the life of godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us into glory, his virtue. Wherefore, I'm on 1 Peter. Hallelujah. That first Peter. Hallelujah. promise that by these you are nice, mighty partakers of divine nature, having escaped and corrupted, that this is the world through lust. So he let you know, we can't have love. All the things that we can say about the growth in belief, he is spirit transformation. Hallelujah. He was danger, false teacher. He was letting them know, I do his life. He was going back and teaching them, let them know to do what's right, to grow in Christ, the ground of belief, the danger of destruction, description, mocking in the last day. He was able to write about all that was coming. First Peter deal with the problem from the outside. Second Peter deal with the problem from the inside. So even when we can learn about the pitiful moments of Peter, we can learn the outside and the inside. Hallelujah. And he began to urge them to keep close watch on their personal lives. Christian life demands on diligently pursuing virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. That means love. Hallelujah. By contrast, the false teaching of sexual erotic greeting, they suffering through the future judgment. They lied, and the present would be patterned for the future. Peter reminded us that all through God they be long suffering and sinning judgment, but he will come in view of the fact, believing that he lived in godliness, blamelessness, and steadfast. The statement of authorityship, hallelujah, is very clear. Simon Peter, that was his name. Then Christ changed it to Peter, a servant apostle of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he was given a Greek name, hallelujah, Second Peter. Hallelujah. But it lets you know here, the eternal evidence, testimony for the authorship of Second Peter is a weaker than for any other New Testament book. Hallelujah. But it lets you know, Peter, this Peter, the key to the Second Peter was guard against false teaching. Hallelujah. So don't you think that when Peter was going through all the things, he had a mental breakdown? His mind was, we all get mental breakdowns. We all get a pitiful moment. Hallelujah. You be revealed. Hallelujah. The other disciples probably like, why are you close to Jesus? Just like they said to you, why are you doing all that? Why are you doing all that? Why are you emptying out? Why are you told the Lord yes? Why are you being a spokesman or woman of Christ? Why are you crucifying the flesh in Galatians 2:20? Crucifying the flesh. Hallelujah. Even you might be rebuked. Even people won't even understand. Do you think they understand, Peter? Everybody will talk about the negative days of Peter, but let's talk about the positive days. He was in a circle with Christ. He was one of the ones that told Christ that you are the Son of God. Oh, my God. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Then he gave the key to the kingdom. We all got a key to the kingdom. We all got authority to be given to the around the globe. The Christ, the word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against Jesus. Even Peter was uneducated. Even Peter was a fisherman. Even Peter was an inner circle. Even Peter denied Jesus. Even Jesus was rebuked. But the fact of the matter, he was forgiven. And God still used him. Hallelujah. 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 So he lets you know he can do the same for our life in the name of Jesus. He can do the same. Peter. So much to say about Peter. Hallelujah. When I was researching, it was like 25 days. He healed this one. He healed the one lame. Even the season of window bag. Even the fact that in the boat. All these there are feed the multitude. Oh, you know, they got converted. All these different things. This Peter, a disciple. This Peter, an apostle. This Peter in the inner circle of Christ. That means Christ was able to call him friend. Christ was able to depend on him. Christ was able to commission him and chose him. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Can we be like a Peter? And then it say in 1 Peter 2, and now thank you, Holy Spirit. But ye, because you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Did he do that for Peter? Did he do it for us? We was exes like Peter. We was damaged just like Peter. But God made something beautiful out of his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which in time past, we were not a people. But now we are people of God. And which have not ordained mercy. But now we have ordained mercy. We have received it from Christ. When we accept him as our personal savior. Christ, Peter had to be a believer. Peter had to been born again. Peter had to be the inner surgeon of Christ. That's special. That's how we should be the inner circle. Hallelujah. To be able to be accountable, responsible, and willing to do the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The pivotal moment, the highs and lows of Peter, listen, Peter was like my life. Hallelujah. People say you was going to mount to nothing. People say you ain't going to be nothing all over on this radio live. People say you was X. People say you was damaged. People say you was labeled. People say you was this. And people say that. They say the same thing about Peter. Only thing they want to keep on mentioning about Peter, he was denied. He was rebuked. He didn't do Christ right. But when I look at all these different things, he did do something right. Hallelujah. He was forgiven. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was the inner circle. He was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He did got 3,000 converted. He did help the lame man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. I can go on and on and on. But the fact of the matter is, we all had a pitiful moment, the highs and lows of our life, but we learned some large lessons. And the fact of the matter is, listen, I made our mind up that we're going to serve Christ. I made our mind up we're going to be the preacher, the teacher, hallelujah, the anointed one. And when he had to be there in the circle of Christ and the apostle and the one that had been sent and the inner circle with him, he had to be anointed. Hallelujah. He could not do all of that without the anointing of Jesus Christ to be able to preach, teach, mentor, and it got the instruction from Christ. And that's where our instruction comes from, Christ. Hallelujah. We can learn a lot about these stories. There's a lot to go on. I don't want to hold y'all so long. But the fact of the matter is, I'm really learning of the forgiveness of Christ, still was able to use him, still was able to, the inner circle of him, even of his failures, even of his uncertainty, even did some of the fiery doubts of the suffering that he did, spiritual, mentally, and physical, and even that he was telling us, even as believers, we're going to suffer for Christ's sake. Hallelujah. To preach the gospel, to teach the gospel. And then, you know, even I can imagine like they were saying to you, oh, you ain't nothing, or you ain't going to be that, or you ain't going to be that. But, you know, well, when God gives you something, ain't nobody said, and I'm going to close it out with this and say in 1 Peter 2:9, because you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. 10, which in time past was not a people, but are now the people of God, which had obtained mercy, but now has obtained mercy. You have received. We have received his mercy. We have received his pardon. Just like Peter did. Hallelujah. His pitiful told moments. We all have one in our life. But we can relate to this story of Peter. And there's so much in Peter. You can read it too. But the fact of the matter is, when I read his story, when I see his life reminded of so many of us. But God made something beautiful. You can see from old to new. You can see even so many negative things. But look at all the positive things, the spiritual things that he had done. Hallelujah. A follower of Christ, is that what disciples mean? One that been sent, one that went through so many things. But the fact of the matter is, God forgave him and he was used. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen, Jackson. Amen for the pivotal moments.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Of Apostle Peter. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen for that wonderful. Amen. Well put together elaboration. Amen. And we heard you say on several occasions that Peter was unlearned. Glory be to God. Amen. And he was uneducated. But you know what? That should bring encouragement. We know a lot of us are listening today. So a lot of us are learned. Amen. But even for us who are not learned, not educated, you do not have to be educated for the Holy Spirit to use you. Amen. And that the Holy Spirit will educate you in his kingdom. Glory, even for some of us who are educated, we have to unlearn all that, amen, and learn to do it God's way. So I thought that was a huge takeaway, amen, how, amen, uneducated, unlearned, but look how God used this man of God. And another nugget that I'm walking away with this morning, and it shows that God can use anyone. Amen. Another nugget that I'm walking away with what you shared with us on today is that he denied Jesus. Yes, he did.
Yes,
but God forgave him. God forgave him. Beloved, amen. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Ain't that some good news? Amen. And my third takeaway, because you said a whole lot, amen, and so it's worth, amen, replaying, and saints, you can share this with your family and your friends, amen, when we post it today, amen. But one last point here, you know, we look at politicians and people around the world, and they get caught. They did one thing wrong. They did one thing. Look at Shaka Fatah, amen, and so many other great men and women. And they might have made one mistake. They might have did one thing wrong. And they want to throw them in prison for 50 years and forget about all the good things they did.
Come on.
They don't want to focus on the 50 good things you did. They don't want to focus on the 30 years of labor. They just want to focus on the one thing you did wrong. And we are guilty of that, and you are right. People want to do Peter the same way. They want to focus on the one thing Peter did wrong. But what about all the other things Peter did right? Ah, my God, Jesus. What about the 3,000 souls saved in one day? What about all the miracles? What about all the things Peter did right? That's a huge takeaway there. That's a huge takeaway, beloved, because you know what? A lot of times, amen, we're holding stuff in our hearts. Amen. We are offended by people. Amen. Our family members said things, whatever. You know, glory be to God. All right. All right, but what about the other things they did right? What about all those other years? What about all the other things they did right? You want to hold on to the one thing they did wrong. My God, Thank God for the pivotal moments. Amen. Of Apostle Peter. Amen. A great man of God. And when we get to heaven, we be right there. We be right there. Maybe with all the other apostles. Everybody but Judas will be there. Amen. And we get a chance, amen, to meet our brother. Amen. In the Lord. So beautiful, 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 awesome, awesome, awesome. We never like to close, evangelists. We always like to give the speaker a floor in case there's any announcements. We never know. Sometimes there's announcements in your community, in your ministry, you know, your church or whatever, whatever, in your personal life, in your business life. You know, we always like to give you another minute just in case there's anything you'd like to share and announce. Amen. So if so, well, please feel free to do so.
Listen, I think really I'm going to say at this time because I don't have dates and I don't have that, but really I just want to, what I would say, Apostle, that now that this time I won't say anything. Some good things are coming, but I don't have the dates and things in front of me right at this time, but I really just giving God glory, honor, and praise. So really no announcement at this time. Maybe another time I come back and tell you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you again for sharing. Amen. The pivotal moments. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. For our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson. Amen. For those of you who are listening in our listening audience, we want you to know that Evangelist Jackson and all our other ministers, amen, are available to come, amen, to you and speak to your church, speak to your platform, you know, just to reach out to us, amen, and let us know. And we're not going to send them by themselves either. Amen. Glory be to God. They come, Lord's will, we're going to come with them. Amen. Glory be to God to carry the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. In form of announcements today, at 12 o'clock, excuse me, Lord's willing, we will be at the altar of prayer. Amen. And on the power line, amen. Glory be to God. And 9 o'clock tonight is our praise party. Bring your own praise. Amen. This is a place where we meet every other Friday night. Amen. And we come with our songs, our testimonies, our prayer, our praise. We just come, amen, and bring a Holy Ghost party because there's not no party like a Holy Ghost party. Amen. The Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. And so those are our announcements, amen, for today. Amen. And I don't think I'm missing something, but we'll be back again tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. The Lord's willing, we will be back. Amen. Tomorrow morning, and I think we're scheduled to talk about Judas. We have a guest, amen, another minister coming up. I'm going to share with us a little bit about Judas. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, and to God be praised. All right, today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, and every Friday. And you don't have to wait to Friday, amen. The Lord is, amen, leading on your heart to be a partner with this ministry, amen. You don't have to wait to Friday, amen. But, amen, Fridays is our offering day, amen. The gospel, amen, hallelujah, is free, amen, but it takes money to do ministry, amen. Ask Jesus all about it, amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Several ways that you can sow, amen. We ask you to consider to be a partner with this ministry. Beloved, when you partner with this ministry, you're actually putting a fuel in the tank. Now, we know the price of gas is kind of high, but nobody has to stop driving. Everybody's still driving. They complaining about the gas, but they're still putting gas in the car. All right. And so, right, cause they know that they're not going anywhere unless there's put some petroleum in that automobile. Well, so it is. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. And you put, amen, you're putting put gas in the car. Amen. That we might take, amen, this vehicle, amen, around the world as we are doing here in our ministry. Amen. We have so much going on. We have a TV channel that's going on. Amen. Glory be to God. The blog talk radio, social media. Glory be to God. And we got some other things in the works. Amen. But I'm going to wait. Amen. I'm not even going to say anything about it right now. Amen. Sometimes I get excited. amen, and I say things a little bit premature, amen, but I'm just going to wait, amen, and just, God said, just wait and show them, amen, just show them, amen. So we just want to thank God, amen, for your faithful giving, amen, so several ways that you can sow, and you know what, and so even when you can't go, some of you, amen, even when some of you are here every day, around the globe, but you may never minister, you may never teach, you may never, but you're here, see, and you're giving, amen, so you're supporting us to keep going forward. So guess what, like when Evangelist, amen, Jackson received her crown for the message that she received today, because you have sold into this ministry to keep us afloat, you receive a crown too. Oh, glory be. When Pastor Bradford gets on that airplane, amen, and goes across the country, amen, as a couple upcoming conventions, amen, glory be to God. Well, they've asked me to come and speak, amen, glory be to God. For those of you that can't go with Pastor Bradford, amen, but because the money is there, glory be to God, the same rewards, amen, the souls that will be saved, amen, during that event, amen, you will receive a reward for it. They also, amen, right from the comfort of your living room. Why? Amen. Because of your faith connection. Amen. Your covenant connection. Amen. Hallelujah. The anointing you sow into, amen, is the anointing that you receive. Amen. Several ways that you can sow. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania. Amen. 19038. 19038. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And just hit the donate button there. Amen. Check our ministry out. We have a cash app. Amen. $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. And we want to thank God. Amen. For, amen, your faithfulness. Amen. To sow. Amen. It's better to give than to receive. And we can't be God's giving. And when we give to the Lord, believing and receiving, we receive 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. And as we shared this morning on our 5 a.m. platform on social media, we're tired of just hitting a sprinkle. Look, I was in that storm last night. I had to go all the way to King of Prussia. I was all the way in that storm. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For safe travels. Amen. We just don't want to be a little sprinkling, a little rain. No. We want to be immersed in the rain on a continual. That's a lifestyle we want to live in. We just don't want to be blessed 2 months out of 12. You know what I mean? Or every other week. Or, you know what I mean, or 3 days a month. No, we want a continual harvest. Amen. So that's the mindset we have to lock into. Amen. All right. Looking forward to the service today at 12 and at 9, 12 o'clock with our minister Darlene, at 9 o'clock with our minister Joannis. Amen. And we want to thank God again for our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson. Amen, out of Philadelphia, amen, for that wonderful elaboration on the unlearned Peter who God used. And some of us got all type of degrees, certificates, and stuff, as she said, and God still can't use you. Oh, God, let me stop, right? I'm going to cut it right here, okay, because you done started something here, evangelist. You done started something. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this service today. We thank you for the word of God as come forth, Father God, on our brother Peter. Oh, brother Peter was a man of faith. Brother Peter loved Jesus and Jesus loved Peter. He had his faults, he had his weaknesses, but he had his faith. And his faith overrode his faults and his weaknesses. But Father God, because all he had to do was ask Jesus to forgive him, and Jesus forgave him. And Father God, you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We ask you to forgive us right now. Forgive us, Father. And Father God, sometimes we beat ourselves up so bad because we made a mistake. We beat ourselves up because we did one thing wrong. We beat ourselves up because we did a couple things wrong. Father God, we ask that you would forgive us. Help us to forgive ourselves. And let's just start all over today because you gave us another day to start over. And so we say thank you for Peter. We're still reading his writings. We say thank you, Father. We could be a remnant ourselves of one of those 3,000 people that got saved under his the mighty move of God. God, we say thank you. And you said, blessed are those, Father God, who have not seen. Peter saw Jesus. Father God, we're even the more blessed because we have not seen Jesus face to face, some of us. Glory be to some of us have. Some of us haven't, but we still believe. God, thank you. Thank you. Father God, as we go forward today, we ask for your blessings. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father God, order our steps. Father, we cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Father God, we ask that you would bless the prayer warriors as they come at 12, the intercessors, Father, at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock tonight. Anoint them, Father God. Anoint them to serve. Anoint them, Father God, with power. Father God, we ask for your covering over them, that you would keep them from evil, danger seen and danger unseen, bad news, Father, tears and sorrow canceled by the blood of Jesus. And Father God, we pray this prayer for everybody under the sound of my voice today, Father God. We are helpless without you, can't do nothing without you, Father God. So, Father God, we say thank you for your grace and your mercies and your provisions and your blessings upon us. We say thank you over and over. Father God, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for our listening audience. We have some new people, Father God, and I think we have some people in Brazil and people, Father God, and new people in Canada, people that we have never met, may never meet, Father God. They haven't reached out to us as of yet, but God, they're being blessed by the word, and we say thank you for them, Father. Even in Russia, we have people, an audience in Russia, Father, that listens to our podcast, Father God. We say thank you for all these families. We say thank you for them, Father. Thank you. And they may not have a dollar to give, Father God, hallelujah, but they are receiving so much more, much, much more than what money could ever do. And that, Father God, is the teaching and preaching of your word. And we say thank you for the feet of those who carry the gospel. Bless our evangelist, Ernestine. God, you know what she's standing in need of. You know what she needs. You know her prayers, the things she's praying for, believe for. She sings about it. She preaches about it, Father God. And so, Father God, we pray that she will not be denied. And we say thank you for your blessings upon her life. In Jesus' name. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the money coming in today, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for the money that came in this week, whatever. Whenever it came in, Father God, thank you for past, present, and future. Father God, hallelujah, bless the giver, Father God, and bless the money for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. And we say thank you. Now, unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 amen. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, it cannot and will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful day. Come on and meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock noon. If you can't do 12, glory be to God, come back at 9. Amen. One thing about this ministry, we got something for the early people, okay, 5 o'clock in the morning. We got something for the afternoon people, the 12 o'clock altar, and we got something for the night people. And we bless all of you because some of you there are early morning, noon, and night. That's just how much we love the Lord. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. My pleasure to be in your service. Amen. In the Lord's service. Amen. To serve you. Amen. In Jesus' name. When I serve you, I serve myself. Amen. Glory be to God. Love you. Amen. Apostle Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Amen.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory.
you.